frozen night, making for the pub, shoulders hunched up tight, his head down on the railroad track, and his old Caudelia sat low on him back. He met with a dark and a troubled man as he passed him by, called back at him, "Hey Mary, can't you see what's become of me in this country of the blind? The house I've left is dead to me rhyming and my poetry. All I've got is the beat of the stagger heading down the current line." But Mary passed on as quick as he could. He couldn't stand such a crooked man sober. All he wanted to do was the lights at the bar, the nightingale and the wild rover. When he came in, they were saying, "Oh, he's back, oh, the deal, you drive you out, but you're spouting and you're swearing. We don't want to hear about bunker heading. Maybe he'll sing us the girls of Kincaid." Eyed him steadily, handed him a pint of porter. "You must have seen the bishop's ghost tonight to put a dry look back in your eye." But Mary would not be taken in by their jibing and their regaling. He found himself a fresh blown crew, fell in with their sporting and their bailing. As he was going home in the very same spot, he met with his dark familiar. He seen him coming back down the line, he was bright and strange and fine. As he passed him by, Mary threw out his arms, tried to grab hold of his likeness. In the morning they found his frozen corpse at the butt of the coral line. Up awake they were lashing out the drops of brandy, the old-fashioned habit in the church. They were lashing down clowns and fivers, so Mary would be fine in the old